present myself as the healer, saith the Lord Jesus Christ. As the high priest of the church that was bought with my blood, I present myself before you. Have I not said in my word, come unto me, all ye that laden with heavy burdens, those that have labored and are laden, and I will give you rest. For you have fought. You've striven oftentimes against sin and against torment and against fear. But I say unto you that I am the healer. Understand the mystery of the gospel. For that which came first was to the Spirit, and then bled itself out unto every part of the human man. I come first to heal the inward. It is my privilege that I have given to the blood bought to receive healing for their bodies and the prosperity for their finances. But understand this, that the first place is to heal you, saith the Spirit of grace. For know this, that in my spirit, in these anointings, come forth the healing. And that healing is within, saith the Spirit of grace. For you do not need that any man touch you. You do not need to explain yourself to a counselor. I am your counselor, saith the Spirit of grace. Many of you women, now adults, have been misused at an earlier age. And even past the age of accountability, there was a misuse of your womanhood. Fear and torment have been traced back by my spirit to these places. Abandonment and fear, wrong decisions, and even the termination of life. But know this today, I am your healer, saith the Spirit of grace. Receive. Let down your wall just enough to receive the life that I give, saith the Spirit of grace. To you young men and men, understand that from the beginning, as I had a plan, also there was a plan of destruction attached to you. And you were taught the reality as it was said, this is what is real. By fathers who did not know me, by brothers who did not know me, by men and family who did not know me. And they taught you, they discipled you, even though you did not know you were being discipled, to bring forth a deviation of truth, the expression of what I created you to be as a man. But understand this, these are the grassroots of revival. For many devils control the hearts and minds of my homes and my people through so many things that were part of their past and that are buried so deep that they refuse to look at it. This is why they cannot yield in worship. This is why they cannot respond to fatherly figures or motherly figures. This is why they cannot hug their sisters in the Lord in moderation. because of fear, because of torment. The inward man is of truth, righteous and perfect. But I come to bring healing. I come to bring healing to the soul, to the emotions. I come to sweep and to cleanse my church, saith the Spirit of grace. I am not angry with you, but I do desire you to ask of me and yield to me, saith the Spirit of grace. Many of you women still carry an accusation in your heart towards your husband. And because of his failures in the past, I say, let it go, saith the Spirit of grace. Yes. If there has been repentance, if there has been blood, I say unto you, let it go in Jesus' name. Know this to her, O man, that she is my bride, and I am jealous over her. Know by which means you speak to her and honor her. Honor her with great diligence. Honor her as if you would honor me, your Lord. She is nothing of lesser value than the very pearl of heaven, saith the Spirit of grace. I come to cleanse and perfect my church. I come to bring healing, beginning first in the family. And if you will do these things, you will find an explosion. For many run after and seek after miracles and stages by which they can speak their flowery words and bring forth their doctrine to be praised of men. But I find no value in these things, saith the Spirit of grace. I am not found on those stages. I abandon those stages, and I come to where truth is and the reality of where my people are. You cannot go higher until you're healed, saith the Spirit of grace. But when you are healed, you will not fight to go higher. You will be higher, saith the Spirit of grace. It is given unto you mothers. It is given unto you wives. It is given unto you maidens that will one day carry out a family. Know this, I come to you. I offer to you what many generations have passed up. And that is the opportunity to open your heart and to be healed. Of truth, there is pain. But it is a good pain. It is a healing pain. And I bring that which brings healing to you. This is private. This is between you and I. But if you allow these things, you will find that comes forth from you will be that which is issued to others. And you will be a source in this last day. This will be no name revival. For man will not be glorified, nor preacher, nor pastor, nor teacher, nor elder. But the glory of the Lord, my Son, is coming. My church is arising. There is a fear of God in my church. There's a lack of fear among those who do not know me. They speak lightly of me. But there are those who are reverently shaking because I come with a burning fire. It is not a harmful nor hurtful fire, but it is a fire to bring a burning of the chaff, that you might be healed, saith the Spirit of grace. That you may be strong in these last days, without accusation in your heart, without suspicion in your heart. Many of you cannot go a day without suspicioning your spouse. Many of you cannot go a week without fear. But I say unto you, I come to bring healing, saith the Spirit of grace. I come to bring healing to the mind, to the soul, to the memory of childhood hurts and even hatred towards those who did things to you in your innocence. Now receive life and walk in life and call yourself healed. Do not discuss these matters with those who are of a pitiful nature, who want to say they understand but have nothing of my word inside of them to take you higher or to take themselves higher. That is a lost cause. You lose for yourself and you lose for helping them. But call yourself strong. Call yourself healed. Call yourself delivered. And then turn in the day of your strength and minister life to others, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.